Marketing Commercial Real Estate. Introduction. Commercial real estate operates in a microcosm within the larger world of real estate, so there are many different approaches to marketing and advertising. Because of the lack of trust and fear of commission poaching, marketing commercial listings is an entirely different game from residential marketing. Many commercial properties are so expensive that it makes them difficult to market. For example, in a major metropolitan area, there is a pool of 25,000 real estate license holders. Around 92% of those will typically be residential agents, leaving only 8% as commercial agents. That means there will be about 2,000 commercial agents. Only a small percentage, maybe 400 of that 2,000, controls 90% of the market. The universe is a small group of people who all know each other. What can an agent do? Bullet, keep current by subscribing to the local business journal. Reading local business journals and the business and real estate sections of the newspaper will keep you abreast of what is happening in the world around you. Keeping current is the key to knowing who the big players are. If some properties are not moving, advertise them in the journals and papers. Bullet, join a professional organization like CCIM or BAUIMA and attend the meetings. Joining industry organizations is a vital step in networking and developing relationships with others. Bullet, advertise smaller properties on LoopNet. LoopNet is a website designed specifically as a resource for commercial listings. While it is beneficial to become a member of LoopNet, an agent cannot use LoopNet as the be-all, end-all database for buying and selling commercial properties. The psychology of marketing. You have a listing and a relationship with sellers. You have given them a guide to services and are prepared to work for them. What do they want? They want their property sold. To do it effectively, you must first understand the psychology of marketing and then put your knowledge to good use. It is beneficial to understand basic human needs and the psychological steps involved in a sale to be an effective problem solver. Why do people buy? They buy to satisfy a need. It may be a primary need, like the need for food, shelter, or clothing. In real estate, it is often more than that. Your buyer is an investor who wants to buy low and sell high. Investors will only look at property that can produce good income or that has a desperate seller. What do people buy? People buy what we in real estate call amenities. Amenities are expected benefits received as a result of ownership. For example, in the paragraph above, the buyer will get a tax advantage and a long-term investment. How do people buy? A series of logical steps is involved in every major purchase. Along with these, each purchase has emotional phases. We will discuss both and see how they are connected. The logical steps are: the customer acknowledges a need to buy. The customer acknowledges that a particular property satisfies his needs. The customer is pleased or satisfied with the source of supply. You. The customer has determined an acceptable price. The customer is ready to buy. The emotional phases of marketing. The emotional phases are: attention. An advertisement or a sign catches a buyer's attention. Interest can be aroused once you have the buyer's attention. Interest. A more advanced stage of attention, interest, is developed by giving facts and details about a property or demonstrating the suitability of it to the buyer. When a significant amount of interest can be generated, enthusiasm or desire takes hold. Desire. The buyer begins to picture the returns on investment. He or she begins to appreciate your perception of linking him or her and this particular property together. Act. The buyer is ready to buy or act on his desires. The ability to blend the buyer's logic with his or her emotions can lead to a successful sale. A sales agent will be successful if he or she can help a buyer recognize needs and then demonstrate how owning property will satisfy those needs. A sales agent should never approach the sale of real estate as if simply selling real estate to someone. The sales agent is selling so much more than that. He or she is selling benefits that will endure over long periods. If you understand this and make your buyers aware of that, you will have a gratifying career in this field. you will be able to tie their logical admission of a need to buy with their emotional desire to buy. You will hear that selling commercial real estate is less emotionally driven and more numbers driven. That is essentially true. However, there is still an emotional component involved in any major purchase, whether it is connected to the pride of ownership or ego, and the AIDA formula still applies. Prospecting. Every real estate agent, regardless of specialization, must devote precious time to prospecting. Why is prospecting so important? For one simple reason, prospecting builds your client base. There are many ways agents can go about prospecting. However, in the commercial setting, some of the most effective sources for business are cold calling, networking, referrals, the use of signage, and the internet. Cold calling. Cold calling is an excellent way to prospect, but not always one that people want to do. It takes tremendous effort, the dedication of time, and a thick skin sometimes to pick up the phone and call unsuspecting people who would rather be left alone. Commercial agents have a leg up over residential agents because investors are more willing to talk to experts in the field. They want the market knowledge. Cold calling people is a tried and true method of getting yourself out there, making contacts, and showing people that you exist. It is also one of the cheapest methods at your disposal, as it merely costs you your time and effort. What are the components of a cold call? Agents call local businesses offering to list or find properties for business owners. There is always the possibility that one of the business owners will want to relocate or expand business operations. The do not call list does not present the same problem for commercial agents that it does for residential agents. Commercial businesses are typically not on the do not call list because they are businesses, not individuals. They want people to call them. Remember, you have a wealth of knowledge about the market that can benefit a commercial property owner. Commercial owners are always interested in knowing what is going on in the market because it can affect their investments. The knowledge that you offer could be anything. For example, you might quote an article that you read in a real estate publication about a mega corporation searching for the location of their next headquarters. Let the owner know that the company will be employing thousands in the city. Anyone who owns property in the city would be interested to know how this move would affect the value of their property. Reading print and online real estate publications during your block of time devoted to commercial real estate activities just gave you the knowledge to make a valuable contact. Offer to send them information that you glean from articles and research. It may take a few tries before they get to know you by name, but endure because you are building a relationship over time. Soon, they will think of you as the area expert who supplies them with information. You could gain their business or possibly a referral from them. Cold calling techniques. Who do you call? Bullet investor groups. Bullet retail shopping center owners. Bullet property management companies. Bullet office building owners. Visit the Secretary of State's website to search for taxable entities like LLCs. You can get owner names and contact information. Since the properties are priced prohibitively high for most buyers, put the word out among those that you know have the money. So, where do you get a list of names and phone numbers? There are several software programs specifically designed for prospecting, like Realist, Prospect Now, and ListSource. These programs integrate with web-based MLS systems, providing public record data, listing data and photos, and other property-centric data that will allow you to build your marketing prospect list with property owner information. These programs are designed to save you time, so you are not spending countless hours combing through tax records in order to determine which LLC owns which buildings. Software gives you a great place to start compiling your lists. If you cannot get the name of a human behind the LLC from the software, you can visit the Secretary of State's webpage and do a taxable entity search. Enter the name of the LLC, and you will receive the name and contact information of the principal or owner of the LLC. Once you have the name and contact information, you can do a Google search to find his or her social media profiles and other results. Cold calling is not limited to the phone. It can also include doing drive-bys, knocking on doors, and talking to the people that open them for you. check out shopping centers and retail strip malls for vacancies. Then call the owner and offer to market the vacancies for them, filling holes in the center. It should become a habit for you to get dressed up in your business clothes and check out businesses and buildings. Talk to the receptionist and to anyone who will listen. Hand them one of your business cards or leave several behind in an office for others to find. Call or show up at a retail properties management company and offer to fill holes in the shopping center. Alternatively, visit a retailer in a similar center and try to convince them to open another location. Nothing beats good old-fashioned shoe leather on the ground when it comes to drumming up business for yourself. Networking. Often, the hush-hush nature of business dealings and negotiations in the commercial world forces agents to prospect within a small pool of trusted comrades. So, the most important practice is to put yourself out there by networking. Networking is the key to meeting the right people at the right time. In the business of commercial real estate, it is all about the people you know, as many deals happen by word of mouth. Next to cold calling, networking is the best way to prospect for commercial business. Go to economic council development meetings in your local area and its surroundings, and make contacts there. It pays to connect with these people. Attend Chamber of Commerce meetings and introduce yourself to building and business owners. BOMA, IREM, and CCIM are excellent networking resources. Attend local chapter meetings and go to any events they hold. These brokers have all of the connections. Build a solid reputation in the business community. It is what clients look for. Look for local real estate investor clubs. The Real Estate Investors Association, REIA, is a national nonprofit trade association that holds investor conferences and events and could be an excellent place to network among investors. You can also speak at events and attend residential brokerage sales meetings if allowed. Let them know who you are and what you're doing. You could build a reciprocal relationship with a few residential agents if you let them know that you will give them referral fees for commercial business. Do not forget about your sphere of influence, SOI. Your SOI consists of all of the people that you know, not just your immediate family and friends, but everyone you know. Your hairdresser, your child's piano teacher, or little league coach, that person you met through a friend of a friend at happy hour, all count in your sphere. You may know more people than you think. Just imagine, if you know 100 people, those people may know 100 people who know 100 people, and your sphere has suddenly widened. Of course, some of these people may overlap with other people that you already know, but the sphere is still pretty wide, nonetheless. There is a high likelihood that at least one or possibly more of those people need something you can help them with, or know someone you can help. Social media has made connecting these friends of friends easier than ever. Social media has become integral to most service-based businesses, and like it or not, it is here to stay. Commercial agents should have a presence on social media sites like Facebook and LinkedIn. They might also consider Instagram, as it has become a preferred means of sharing photos and video and connecting with others. Twitter and TikTok are also social media outlets that some can use to inform and connect with others. If social media is not your thing or you feel that you are too busy to invest your time in it, then talk to a marketing person who specializes in social media, or ask your assistant to help you manage your posts and accounts. Do not discount networking inside your brokerage. Other commercial brokers know what is going on in the marketplace. Listen to what they say and align yourself with the top producers. Building relationships with other brokers will help you break into their circle, and maybe they will share some of their knowledge with you. Weekends can be spent networking, leaving you time for your transactions Monday through Friday. Referrals. Getting referrals from residential agents is another effective way of prospecting for business. Agents in the commercial division of a largely residential real estate firm often get referrals from the residential agents because the residential agents are often not competent in commercial transactions. Residential agents often lack the number-crunching skills and specialized knowledge for investment real estate. Agents who work for large firms that only transact commercial deals may want to form relationships with residential agents who can refer commercial transactions for a small fee. Let all of your past residential clients know that you are transitioning into commercial real estate. Tell them that they can still contact you with residential business and that you can put them in touch with experienced residential agents. By doing so, you can still collect referral fees from the residential agent. Many residential agents may be happy to do this for the referral fee for commercial business or for the referral of any residential clients who may come your way. Start by contacting successful agents in your geographical area. Once you have established a relationship with them, keep in contact and track all of the business they send your way. It is always a good idea, whether in residential or commercial real estate, to keep track of your leads, whether they pan out or not. Tracking leads provides data for analytics. Remember, while an excellent source of prospecting, referrals are not always a sure thing. That is the nature of real estate. Some leads are going to pan out, while others may not. If you have a referral arrangement with a residential agent, make sure that he or she understands that it is quid pro quo, basically a favor for a favor. If you are sending the residential agent referrals, but that agent is not reciprocating, then you need to find another residential agent to exchange referrals with. Signage. Some commercial brokers say that they will not work an open listing. However, they will often work an open listing if the property owner allows them to put a sign on the property in order to market it. An open listing allows the seller to list the property with numerous brokerage companies, but only pay a commission to the company that sells the property. So, why would commercial brokers want to be involved with open listings? Signage is an excellent marketing ploy. Sometimes commercial property owners will be willing to let you promote their properties for sale, even though they have no intention of listing or selling. If you have built a relationship with them, you may be able to convince them to let you post your sign on their property. Agents do not have to have a listing on a property in order to place a sign on it. Even though you are not representing that owner, with their permission, you can post a sign. A sign is free advertising for you. TREC does require license holders to have a written agreement from the owner of the property before they can place a sign on it. Many commercial agents will work out a deal with property owners that allows them to place for information call signs on the property. These signs are perfectly legal and do not state that the agent exclusively represents the property. Interested parties are attracted by the sign and call to inquire about the property. The agent is then able to give the potential client information about other listings that the brokerage has available. Using signage is a very common practice and does not require the agent to list any properties. It merely gets potential buyers' attention and bends their ears about the brokerage's other inventory. This practice would never happen in residential sales because homeowners would not give an agent permission to place a sign in their yard for marketing purposes only. You will, however, see this practice in commercial, especially with vacant land. This is a multiple choice question. Once you have selected an option, select the submit button below. Lynette owns a large parcel of land on the corner of a busy urban street. Agent Jay drives by the property, researches the owner by pulling property records from the tax office, and calls Lynette to ask her if he can put a sign on her property. Lynette is a little leery of this because she has no intention of actually selling the land anytime soon. Jay knows this and assures her that he just needs her to let him put a sign on the land that reads, "For information, call Jay." Lynette is fine with Agent Jay's proposition because his sign wouldn't hurt anything. She agrees to let him place a "For information, call" sign on her land. What does Jay need to get from Lynette in order to put a sign on her property? The internet. In this day and age, agents should have websites so that clients can find them. Brokerages use Google Plus ads to help with search engine optimization, SEO. Learn this term now because it is not going away anytime soon. Many brokerage firms provide this technology for their agents' use and benefit. Regularly monitor the traffic to your site and the hits that you get from it. Monitoring website hits is a good way to generate leads. Do not rely on the internet to do your job for you, though. The internet, while a good tool in your prospecting toolbox, tends to produce better results for residential agents, though times are changing and quickly. more on technology and the internet in the next few pages. Other prospecting methods. Some commercial agents employ other tactics to prospect for clients. While driving by the properties in your database, look for for lease or space available signs. You can call the owner of the property and inquire about who the listing broker is. You could steal the listing. Leasing agents have high turnover if they are not performing to the owner's liking. There are no real ethical violations associated with this tactic of prospecting as long as you do not ask the owner/landlord to dump the current agent and sign exclusively with you. Just keep in touch. You must explore as many avenues as possible to come up with names and properties for your database. Sometimes you may need to be creative with your marketing efforts. Remember, there are many agents out there who are after the same business that you are, so you need to find a unique way to market your properties and services. Whatever marketing methods you use or pursue, whether prospecting, social media, or networking, you must be able to measure the results. If you cannot measure the results of a method, it is not worth the time or the money that you put into it. Agents should have metrics in place to measure whether or not the marketing strategies they employ are helping them achieve their objectives. Determine which methods are working and which ones are not, so you can focus more of your efforts on the working ones. All too often, people mistake activity for accomplishment. The way that you can tell the difference is that activity produces few results, but accomplishments are measurable. An example of a measurable accomplishment is cold calling. The result would be an increase in listings for your efforts. Do not spend money on something if you cannot measure it. An integral part of your success will be your ability to manage time. One proven method of time management is goal setting. Goals are tangible, measurable objectives that you want to meet. Writing down your goals is the first step to achieving them. 5-minute case study. Commercial broker Sue has been charged by a bank to find tenants for a large office property it now owns. Sue gathers her agents together in order to brainstorm some creative methods that will hook prospects into contacting her about leasing space in the building. She settles on an idea to order fancy calligraphy-style wedding invitations from a stationery store. She sends the invitations to companies and decision-makers from her comprehensive database that she has targeted as potential tenants for the property. Inside the elegant envelope is an invitation to show up and view the property. Also included are professional photos of the exterior of the building and the lobby to generate interest. Sue is a gambler and knows that it's a risky and expensive marketing effort. Her theory is that if something is handwritten or looks like an expensive invitation, someone will open it and read it, instead of tossing it into the trash. Sue's gamble pays off, and she leases out 4 floors of the building to a government agency that brings other government agencies into the building over time.